wanted to touch on a few things. It was funny, I wrote down about master teacher today without looking at the agenda, so we're on the same page. So I definitely wanted to say congratulations to all those teachers that earned 9. That's a lot of work, and I'm excited that those teachers will help make a committee to help other teachers in our district become master teachers, and we got to plan that a little bit, but that's how it works. So congrats to all of you. Also, I'd like to brag about our teachers and the work they've been doing with the levy campaign. Each building had a drive, and the reps went around and talked to teachers, and they have been commit to helping or donating. And I can say every teacher was reported to me for sure. Some of these might be 100%, because I had 95% Edgewood, 87% Northwood. Lots of great numbers out there. Thousands of dollars was raised by the staff of the levy campaign, and I really want to say thank you to all of you for helping also, because it's been something else to have your plate, and I just think it needs to be noted. Also, on May 7th, I wanted to bring to the board's attention that it is National Teacher Day on that Tuesday. So that really lines up.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, so I talked to Van Doody about that, and I'd like to work with the board and the administration team to make sure that we honor and celebrate our teachers publicly as we can, and find all those great things that we've been doing in our district the last few years. And that'll be another big momentum show toward on voting. So we'll get to that hopefully. And another update for you, we've been working on the evaluation, and the pilot for the evaluation system is wrapping up. So administrators have worked really hard on that. I appreciate that. And it's been quite a process and lots to learn, and we'll be done with that. Negotiations as well, that make it all final and everything. But I also, those volunteers that are part of this pilot, they took that on, and I think it's great that they were willing to help us out with their input. Administrative input come together, and we're going to make our evaluation system be something that we could use to make our teaching practice better. So.
What's your overall impression of that? For a 30-second answer, I mean, as a teacher and as someone I'd implement it.
The evaluation, the observation part of it, of the whole new system, I think is going to be so much better and more feedback for teachers, and it's going to open up even more dialogue with administrators, from the walkthroughs to the official observations, mm-hmm. and all that, the big meeting at the end. Student growth stuff, that's another subject, but we're working on it, and I got to say, the PD that's been going on, and we're planning more actually tomorrow for our May work day to help the teachers learn what the student learning objectives are all about, which is part of that critical piece, mm-hmm. if you don't have value added. So, it's been really great. I've heard great things, so good job on that. And last but not least, we got the risk forces coming out today. Definitely a sad time in our district's history, and it's been awful. So the numbers are better, which I am sure we'll hear about, but there's still those positions that are being cut, and it's a lot of teachers, and the numbers are better because other people have chosen to leave or resign, retire. So it's still not good, and we got to make sure that we stay together as a staff entirely, and as a community, to make sure that we can keep what we do have. And it's been, I'm proud to leave the MEA, and it takes a lot, and it's the teachers that continue to do it, and we're going to have less teachers and save more kids. So, and I know that we're going to keep on doing what we do, and we're going to do well. So, again, the community needs to, I hope they recommend that. So,
thank you. All right, was there anybody else that would like to participate in public participation?
I wanted to say one thing.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't get a chance, other than individually, to thank Cindy Ritter and Andrea Weaver, who came to our high school and talked to all of the senior English students and explained school funding in a way that they could kind of understand. And also had voter registration ballots there, and we collected about 25.
Oh, great.
We hope now that they're registered, we'll go to our levies. So thank you, Cindy.
All right. Anyone else? Okay. Then we're going to move on. Next up, I'm going to hit the split button.